This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting to review the situation in the petroleum, crude oil, gas, power and fertilizer sectors amid the evolving West Asia situation. The meeting, held in New Delhi, focused on ensuring uninterrupted supply, stable logistics and efficient distribution across the country. Several union ministers, including Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, attended the meeting. The government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country, with oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available. No shortages have been reported at retail outlets. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said delivery of domestic LPG cylinders remains normal and panic bookings have declined. It added that the government has increased commercial LPG allocation to states with priority given to key sectors, including educational institutions and hospitals, and is promoting the expansion of PNG connections. In Karnataka, transfer of crude oil from the vessel Aqua Titan at New Mangalore Port to the Mangalore Refinery and Petrochemicals Limited Refinery is progressing rapidly and is expected to be completed by tomorrow evening. The ship, which recently arrived, carrying around 96,000 metric tons of crude oil from Russia, is supplying the refinery with its latest consignment. Meanwhile, unloading operations have also begun for the LPG cargo vessel Pyxis Pioneer, which arrived at the port earlier today. The vessel is transporting 16,714 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas from Texas in the United States. Officials said the unloading is being carried out following all prescribed safety measures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest-serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as the head of the government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in a leadership role. BJP President Nitin Naveen has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on becoming the longest-serving head of an elected government in the country. In a social media post, Mr. Naveen said, Prime Minister Modi's 8,931 days in public life are not just a political journey, but a testament to his service to the nation. Besides, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Minister J.P. Nadda and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu also congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for being the longest-serving head of a government in India. Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, today said, tap water connections have reached over 15 crore rural households, leading to improved health, enhanced living standards and greater dignity for women. The minister was virtually addressing participants from five states during the Sujal Gram Samvad organized as part of the concluding event of Jal Mahotsav 2026. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will end tomorrow evening. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on Tuesday. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 26th of March. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today urged global leaders to join Israel and the United States in confronting Iran, saying recent missile attacks show Tehran possess a wider global threat. Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks came after Iran fired missiles at Arad and Dimona in southern Israel yesterday, injuring more than 100 people and damaging residential areas. No fatalities were reported in the strike. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh has won the women's singles title at the Indian Open in Mumbai this evening. She defeated second seed Egyptian player Hana Muataz 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.